Hey everyone, it's Jason from the Articulate Noel here. We all here wanted to take a moment before we start to say a few words about a very, very important issue to all of us. Forgive me if this is a little hard to get through. Very recently, I lost my beloved cousin to suicide. I won't give any particulars because I want to protect him and our family. And to be honest with you, his loss has been devastating and my family still reels from it every day. But that brings me to the next thing and the most important thing. There's a mental health crisis in America today for men, and it's being overlooked, and it needs to stop. Men are expected to be strong, stoic, and stalwart, and none of us here disagree with any of that. But everyone, every single person out there has a breaking point. We here at the Articulate Noel, we're begging you, be all the things a man is supposed to be. Be there for everyone. Be the strong one. Be who you have to be. But when that's done, you have got to take care of yourself. You have to reach out. You have to ask for help. Thing is, if you had heart trouble or some kind of other medical issue, nobody would judge you, and you wouldn't judge yourself from going to the doctor and getting it taken care of. Your brain, your emotion, your mental health is no different from any of that. It all requires for you to get the help that you need. If you ever need help and you don't know where else to go and you're just lost, reach out to us. Come to our Facebook page. We have all, everyone here has battled demons from PTSD to depression. And with you, we will battle your demons. We will stand by you. You just have to reach out. With all that being said, this episode is dedicated to the memory of my beloved cousin. May we never, ever have to dedicate another show to a victim of suicide. Thank you.
Welcome back! Previously on the Heroes of Helios. Our heroes help Bobo secure victory in the beard competition at the Maiden's Mustache and celebrated by drinking until they blacked out. This time, will they find explanations, identity, more dancing beard numbers, an opportunity for Vithos to step up into a useful member of the party? Find out now as the Articulate Noel presents Heroes of Helios.
Vithos, you wake up in a field surrounded by trees and bushes. You seem to be the only one in this small opening that you can see, and it seems to be the only opening that you can see anywhere around you. Directly across from you, you can see in the bush starts shaking, moving. All of a sudden, a small red fox appears and sits down. Starts staring at you. As you are curious, you're compelled to walk forward to greet this fox. You get almost a sense of warmth and love from it, but as you get closer, you cannot tell what's happening. Are you getting smaller? Or is the fox getting larger? The closer you walk, as you breach the gap, you can see it's no longer a fox, but instead, now standing directly in front of you, there's a 20-foot gnoll. Roll initiative.
I got a 10.
You go first. What would you like to do? You're standing face to knee with a 20-foot gnoll.
Okay. All right. Sacred flame!
Okay. I need you to roll me a percentile die to make sure that your magic is working in your dream.
I got a 12.
As you go to cast Sacred Flame, you flickers nothing. Your magic's not working. Would you like to try a melee attack instead? You still have your spiritual weapon, and you are within range. Okay. You can try doing that.
All right. I'm going to attempt to bash it with my mace.
Well, first, roll me a D100 to see if you can summon your spiritual weapon.
Oh, don't do this to me. The D100, the 2-1, right?
Yeah.
64.
64?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You managed to summon your spiritual mace.
All right.
Would you like to make an attack with it?
Yes, I would.
Since he is within melee range?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead.
All right.
Give me an attack roll.
Natural 20. 26.
That 20 definitely hits.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Go ahead and roll damage.
15.
15 damage.
Let's go!
You smash him in the kneecap, and you can see him. Looks down at you. He's gonna make an attack on you.
Please don't do this to me!
He's gonna attempt to make a stomping attack.
No!
That is gonna be a 23 to hit.
17.
Wait, what are you rolling for?
Huh? No, I think it's the armor.
Okay. Let me go ahead and roll damage real quick. Vithos, you take 63 damage.
No! I couldn't even defend myself. What is this?
So you immediately look up as a giant foot comes crashing down upon you, and you black out.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Years ago, Dalton Matthews ventured into Anastari to study at the temple at Diaz Rosa. While at the temple, Dalton excelled at every skill the Oni monks had established. The Oni were so impressed with his skills, they bestowed upon him the honorary title of Oni. Now this monk master, the one and only Oni Dalton, brings their secret martial arts skills to you! You'll learn the super double tap chops, yelling jump kicks, and so much more! Stop by and join today, and you'll receive an official Oni Dalton Monk Mastery High Performance Headband and a bottle of his patent Zero Loss All Game Protein Supplement Shake! Oni Dalton's Monk Mastery! Class is available nightly at Eastern Caldor, market stall number 17.
Are you suffering from a wizard's hat that's starting to crease? Are your performance rolls hindered by a negative modifier? Have your attempts at love conjuration changed into a school of illusion? Wipe your tears. Ray Spectacular has everything you need to be the saucy sorcerer you used to be. From rods and amulets and potions, to beads and chains and charms of explosion, Ray Spectacular's here. Ray Spectacular's magical accoutrements. We're putting the romance back in necromancy.
Proud retailer of Hard Rod's Keeper.
Now back to the show.
Vithos, you awake, sweat on your face, heart racing. You're in a soft bed. Give me your perception roll.
Not 20.
Jesus.
23.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, boy. What the hell?
Yes. Well, that was your one for the year.
No, he did it earlier.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can clearly see that directly across from you in a chair, all of your gear is neatly put. As you look around, you can see that there are symbols of Zola all around you. You can easily confirm that you are somewhere. You know what, Nat 20? You are in a guest room in the Church of Zola.
Okay.
You're in the, what would be the right wing, I guess.
In the Reagan suite?
Sure. What would you like to do?
I'm going to get up, try to look for someone.
Okay.
Figure out what's going on.
As you get up, you notice that you are not in your clothes that you were adventuring in until recently. You are in Church of Zolot's jammies.
What's going on here? Okay. All right. Go look for someone.
Fresh underwear.
Fresh underwear, too? Jesus.
It also looks like you've been bathed.
Oh, my god.
Boom,
boom, boom. We drank that last night.
Hey, it was pretty common back in the day to have other people bathe you.
Well, honestly, though, I mean, there's a difference between a bath
especially
and
people,
a table shower.
Especially, yeah, especially people of, in the Church of Zola, he would be a person of higher standing. As
yeah,
a
celebrity
chosen.
Status.
What are you doing, Vethos?
I'm looking for someone, get some answers.
Okay, you want to open the door?
Yeah, I'm going to open the door.
You open up the door, you can look down the hallway. There's several people walking around.
Hello?
Oh, Vethos.
Hey,
you see Milo standing in front of you.
Hey, Milo, I'm just curious about what happened.
He's the head priest you had talked to before.
You mind if we chat somewhere in private?
Yeah. Let's go. And on that note, as you guys start walking away, Shen and Bobo, you wake up on a hard concrete slab in the middle of a jail cell. You have none of your gear on you, and you're all wearing common clothes.
That sounds right.
Both of you give me a perception check with disadvantage.
My first one was a 24, 19.
14, 20, so 14.
16.
14, 16? All right. Easy enough, you see there is a guard sitting across the room, and there are three other cells. If you were counting from the closest entrance to the cell you're in, you would be in cell 4. There's one person in the first cell, the 2 and 3 are empty, and you 2 are in cell 4. It's up to you. There's a guard, that's what you see.
Hey, can that guard see us?
I assume
he's
so.
Not really paying attention to you.
Okay, you want to do that thing we did up in Emon's Keep? I'll go ahead and turn invisible, and you'll be like, where'd Shen go? And then we wait till he comes in.
I'm just curious why the fuck I'm here.
Fair enough. I think I know why I'm here. It's a choice. I mean, Bobo, we keep ending up in these situations. Maybe it's... Do you think maybe it's our fault?
No.
You know what? I think you're right. I think you're right.
Fat girl and a bag of ham go together. I don't know why any of that should be illegal or people would look down on us.
Well,
why am I in jail?
Are you trying to... Would you like to try to contact the guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, before we make our mad escape.
Well, what are you doing?
Hey, guard. Guard.
Huh? Huh? Yeah?
Can you tell me why I'm here?
Looks like you guys are finally up. Well, we arrested the two of you last night, drunk and disorderly combat in the Maiden's Mustache Bar. You're allowed one raven call each. You can send a raven out to whoever you want.
So, we got in a fight?
I wasn't there for the whole thing, but when I... you make your raven call first, and then you
I just
want to
know if I won
afterwards.
The fight.
Honestly...
I don't really know everything.
Me either.
Whose ass do I got to shove an apple up to get out of here?
All right.
Well, like I said, you can make your raven call, and then whoever you know you're talking to, they can post your bill.
I'm gonna raven call. What's your name again?
Reldis Eldar.
Yeah, Reldis. I got a hangover happening here.
I don't even know his raven handle.
All right, so give me one sec. I'll get the ravens.
It's / Eldritch Blast.
He comes. It's /// / /// it. Here, one raven for you. Here is a note and ink, and same for you, raven note ink. Write your message, send it to whoever.
I'm going to send mine to Reldis. You want to send one to Vethos, and hopefully we can get the hell out of here.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. I'm writing that note.
So,
who are you sending your
raven
to?
I'm going
to
send mine to Reldis with in jail for fighting. Please figure out if I won, and come get me.
You know what? I want you to do what Bob just did, or Shen just did, and I want you to write down the note and give it to me so I can throw it to them later.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Join the Order. The truths you were sold were a lie. The Pantheon that you were raised to worship are not the stability that we were promised, but the truth has been revealed. Under the great Emperor Theodos Syred, the true Pantheon has been reconnected to our world, and the paradise we deserve can be achieved. All those who truly believe in the Ancient Ones can feel their benevolent guidance course through the black mist as it brings you the euphoria you deserve. With each sacrifice, we present our loving divinity brings us one step closer to their beauty being back in Malinar. Join us this temple day to learn the truth of the world and be amongst the true gods. Join the truth. Join the sacred. Join the order.
Sometimes words are not enough. Some problems can't be talked out. They simply need to be cleaved and twain repeatedly. Axes of Doom for all of your non-communication-based problems. Axes! Axes! Axes of Doom. Axes! Axes! Axes of Doom. We sell axes! I'm not sure I made that clear.
Now back to the show.
And on that note, Reldis, you awake in a soft bed, but in a room that you feel much too familiar in. Give me a perception check.
17.
Ooh.
All right. You can pretty easily tell that you, as you look around, you can see that all of your stuff is here, but not the stuff that you were just adventuring with. You seem to be back home.
Oh, God. I frantically look around the room.
The Willowhorn Manor.
I frantically look around the room, and I don't panic. Panic sets in because this is the last place I want to be.
So, as you frantically look around, in the back left corner of your... Actually, I have...
An easy out for me? Thanks, I appreciate
it. I have...
I'm curious now.
An open window. Sweet!
Nope. That's wrong.
The maid walks in, you just see a Rhodus-shaped hole in the wall.
Paper's going...
This is the Willow House Manor, at least the second floor. Where you see the trees and the bushes is a cutout. So basically your house looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it down here is a courtyard.
Yeah.
In your house, and it's two stories.
And it's U-shaped.
Yeah.
And it has a garden out back.
Well, no, it's the letter U-shaped, not me-shaped.
Well, it looks doughy.
It looks doughy and pliable. That's what my drill instructor said. So... As you frantically look around the room, you can see in the corner of your room, your mother Octavia is just sitting there, calmly but with a very stern look on her face.
Oh, good morning, Mother. What a delight to see you.
Well, good morning.
How have
you been? It's a surprise to see you.
Yes.
Back home in Kaldura.
Well.
Instead of with your uncle.
Well, you know. Things happen, and yes, I'm back, but only for a moment before we leave again.
We?
Yes, I have found a position as the personal assistant to Shin Magulin, the lead singer of Goblin Fiasco.
Yes, I know who Shin Magulin is. I don't care for him and his music.
Well, you know, honestly, he's a good employer. Frankly, a terrible human being, but how have you been, Mother?
Well, right now I'm torn. I don't know whether I should chain you to your bed so you could never leave again, or let you go and make your own decisions.
I've missed you as well, Mother. How is my sister?
Still in a coma.
And Father?
You said she was comatose in your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I was heard Morse code.
Oh, I thought you were like, wait a second.
No, I keep hearing doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I think something's coming along the wire. We got German subs.
That's it, boys. We got them.
And how was Father?
Working. Doing his thing. He doesn't know you're here.
Oh, well, it's a shame that I won't be able to stay long enough to see him.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yes.
So the way this is going to work is it is a pass-fail system.
I'm going to have to kill my mother.
Kind of.
It's Dirty Sean, but I'm allowing it.
I didn't know it was going to go that dark. Somehow, Relis Eldar, last surviving member of the...
good news and bad news. We have to leave now. Was that the good news or the bad news? It doesn't matter. Get in the wagon.
Anyways, it's going to be a pass fail style system. I mean, you can always escape at any point, but if you want to leave on good terms with her, it's going to be a pass fail. You can convince her to let you follow your dreams, but she's also torn between your brother's dead, your sister's in a coma. You're effectively her only living well child. She doesn't want you to just go and die. But she also doesn't want to trap you because her growing up in a lower noble house of Kaldura, she was always trapped and forced to do these bullshit noble stuff.
Yeah, pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, so she didn't want that for her children, which is why she always let you guys run around and do crazy things.
Yeah. Mother, it's terrific to see you, but I really must be getting back.
And where are you getting back to?
Like I said, you know, I am employed by Shin, and I believe we are heading in the southern direction.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing before you continue. You will automatically fail any attempt towards deception towards your mother.
Oh, man. Mother knows best.
Yeah. Yeah, you're,
When you say that, she goes, again? What's going on?
Damn it, Mother. I made a promise to Tavi that I would see the world. And I can't stay here. Living under Father's rule. What am I going to be? A merchant? What am I going to do? Walk around these silly-ass parties? I'm a bird. You have to let me fly.
Give me a roll.
I gotta be free.
It's not a persuasion roll or anything. I just need you to roll me a nat 20.
Oh, just that? Just roll a nat 20?
Just roll a nat 20. No, just roll a 20. 1 to 10 is going to be a fail. 11 to 20 is a pass. Nat 1 is 2 fails. Nat 20 is 2 passes.
Fair enough.
3 to win.
Good luck.
7.
Whoops.
Yes, and after what happened to her, I don't want the same thing to happen to you.
And I understand that, Mother, but you need to understand that this is not the life for me anymore. I have commitments that I have to keep.
Go ahead and give me another roll.
Go ahead and start rolling up my new character. 18.
Yeah, buddy.
I know that you've been gone for a while. And I know you've probably, obviously, not been with your uncle. I know you've probably made friends and whatever, and you have things. I just can't let you go, and I have no idea what's going to happen, and she just starts crying.
Mother, please,
down.
please don't cry. I love you dearly. I really do, and I have made friends. There's Bocephilus, who is... He's genuinely mentoring me. And then there's Vethos, and he is... He's a good person. He genuinely is, and I'm learning a lot being with him. And then there's Shin, and he exists in my life as well. And I just... I need to not be here anymore. I will come back and see you.
Give me another one. That was pretty heartfelt. Yeah, you can have advantage. It's pretty heartfelt. I felt it.
We're going to go with the first one, which was a 10.
A 10. That is a fail.
I know, but the second one was a 6.
Oh, my goodness.
You better get more heartfelt, buddy.
She starts to dry up her tears.
You're like, nah, you're not going to do it.
Go have some Kool-Aid.
I've been thinking about it, and you're going to have to give me better convincing than that to let you go, or else, like I said, I'm going to
I will chain you to your bed if I have to.
Mother,
I will have a guard on your door 24/7.
Mother, if I have to jump out the window naked, I will be leaving. Because I have O's to keep.
Do you know where you're going? What you're doing?
I'm going to...
Do you know how dangerous your journey is going to be?
Oh, I do. I do. I do. Did you see my clothes?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were torn up.
Yes.
Bloody.
Yes.
Several, but I don't know how many different bits of blood there were on there.
Mother, and most of it was not mine.
And those are not the clothes you left with.
No,
I don't know where you got that
drab. This very, 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 very peasant shop down in...
It looked horrible.
And Ferris, it was terrible. I had to talk to a man for so long, and I had to pay with butt coins. But the point is that...
You've distracted your mother with shopping stories so you can roll with Spanish.
Yes, that's right.
She's just like, but did you get a discount?
Use his Kohl's cash.
Come on. Come on.
You got this. Come on. You got this.
Come on. Something better than that.
You know what? How about...
Oh, come on, Zola.
Let's go.
Brandon Colville. It's Kohl cash.
13.
Yeah, so where was this shop at?
Yeah, it was in Ferris.
Stop distracting me. Back to what we were talking about. Okay, so I've heard about these people. Before I can agree to this, I need to see them.
I am more than happy to gather them up.
I would like to meet your friends, and I will size them up myself. And if I feel comfortable letting you go on this trip with them, then I will allow you to go.
Oh, that, I'm sure that can easily be arranged.
The microphone was in the way. I tried to peg George.
You've been trying to peg me for years.
You tried to peg Reldis.
I was trying to peg George.
Get them white claws and peggings happening.
Exactly, right?
Reldis, your raving just comes swooping in and slaps you in the side of the face as you're having a heartfelt conversation with your mother.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, Reldis, dear, what is that?
Oh, it's...
Read it to me. What does it say?
It says, in whom, see no, if I won, come and get me and Shin.
Let me see.
Oh, I dropped it. Underneath my foot. Oh, it's under the bed.
Reldis?
Mother, do you have any clothes? And preferably my sword as well. You look beautiful, Mother.
Yeah, thank you.
You look younger every time I see you.
Stop. I know what you're doing. Your father does this all the time. You think you're smart, but you're not. I've been around the block. I've seen a thing or two.
Mother, let's not talk of these things.
You? You go.
I'm going to
find your friends.
Yes.
Bring them back to me. We will have dinner here tonight.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
And I won't invite your father. He'll be working. It'll just be us.
Oh, well.
But we'll have a small dinner between us, and I will decide whether I think you should be able to go on this journey or not.
Oh, okay, Mother. That sounds fair. So I will get dressed, and I will bid you adieu, and I will be back later.
All right. Vithos, you get a raven.
The heck was this? All right. Hey, Vithos, get us out of jail. Oh, God. I know who these might be.
Reldis, why don't you go ahead and read your note now so that the listeners can actually hear what the note says now that your mother has walked out and is letting you get dressed and everything.
Dearest Martha, the war is taking its... Oh, no, that's the wrong note. Hold on.
Dear God, it's me.
From Bosophilus. In jail, see if I could, see if I won fight, come get me and Shin.
All right. Hey, keep those. Those will be worth something.
Oh,
someday.
Yeah, we're going to take pictures, put it on the socials.
So we'll go back to Vithos first. Vithos.
I was talking to Milos.
Yeah, you were talking to Milo.
Yeah. Milos, do you know what happened last night? I mean, all my stuff is like neatly organized, and I don't remember being here last night.
Well, I was walking around doing my nightly alms for the poor. And as I was walking past the bar, I Well, what I saw was a mess, but the guards, there were guards pulling you and I assume maybe your friends or enemies, I couldn't tell at that point, pulling them away, and I grabbed you at that time and brought you back to the temple.
Okay. Do you know what happened? Do you know where they took them? I just got a message.
I assume to one of the, probably the closest guard shack here.
Okay. All right.
They're usually stationed every few hundred feet or so.
Miles, I'm sorry. We don't get this wild, but...
Maybe like every quarter mile. I don't know. Whatever. They're easy to find throughout the city.
Every 6 feet, there's a police box.
Yes. Mandatory.
Especially when Bo and Shin are in town.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Ha! I'm Terrible Tom. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not the kind of terrible guy that would, let's say, buy a horse or do a village. I'm just terrible company. Genuinely awful to be around. And that's why I opened a tavern, so we could be friends. Come on down to Terrible Tom's Tavern and try our terrible tapestry ale. It's not half bad, but it's terrible. Unless you're my cousin, Handsome Howard. He's not welcome. In fact, if you see him, tell that son of a bitch I'm coming for him. Terrible Tom's Tavern. Let's hang out and have a terrible time together.
Do you need sustenance?
My ham has a first name. It's P-A-T-C-H.
Are you hungry enough to take a bite from a horse?
My ham, it has a second name. It's W-O-R-K.
Why not feast on delicious ham? Ogre Maker's Patchwork Ham is partially made with parts that may have belonged to animals that were humanely slaughtered and can contain up to 85% real ham. Delicious.
Ogre Maker's hams are great. They're stitched and sewn back into shape.
Now back to the show.
And did they take all my friends, or do you remember?
Well, they were taking all of you out, and I was only able to grab you.
Okay. You know what, Miles, I do appreciate that, by the way. You know what, I'm just going to get my stuff, and I'm going to try to bail them out. It seems like it's very urgent.
Oh, of course. Take your time. Shin and Bobo, two sitting in jail.
Yeah.
Yep. Again.
After some time goes by, you can see that the ravens come back, and you know that your messages were sent out. Not entirely sure if they were sent to the right person, but, I mean, they seem pretty trustworthy with ravens, so.
All right, I guess we'll see what happens. Do you have any recollection of what happened last night other than drinking? I know I won that beard contest.
Yeah,
Yes, you do remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything, but my...
Go ahead and give me history checks, both of you.
I remember there was a very expensive bottle of alcohol. 13.
History check?
Yep.
13.
Oh, okay. You guys,
you know, this isn't the worst jail we've ever been in.
No. So, I mean, feel pretty rested.
Yeah, we're not chained to anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's always good. You think you can slip through those bars if we need to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just dislocate so we my have shoulder.
Yeah, we have an out. We can get all invisible and steal his keys and just walk out of this sumbitch.
Yeah, we'll roadhouse it if we have to.
Roundhouse kick everybody to the face.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's what you guys remember. You remember the beard contest. You remember Rilda's buying the expensive whiskey for everybody.
God bless him.
You remember the first round of drinks? Everyone was fine. You remember the second round of drinks? That's where you stop remembering, Shin.
Oh my God.
And then you continued. You had your third round. You also remember that Reldis passed out or went out around the second round. The third round, that's when Vethos started getting a little bit too much to drink. The fourth round, Shen, Vethos, and Reldis all blacked out. And then the fifth round, you were just like, well, don't want to be the only one. So you chug the rest of the bottle, and that's the last thing you remember.
That sounds right. Yeah. It was sweet watching those kids try and keep up with me.
Poor decision making.
So we will pop over to Vethos again. You are leaving the Temple of Zola,
yes,
and you are headed to
the
closest guard station on that side. Reldis,
Are you doing pretty much the same?
Yeah, I'm gearing up and heading that direction.
All right, you got all of your stuff. Did you want to grab anything else from your house?
Let's see. Is there anything there that I might find useful?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I doubt that.
What would you have had in your room from before you left?
I would probably have some type of keepsake of my sister's.
Okay.
I
assume you probably would have had that on you already. But, I mean, if you need to stock up on, like, you probably have, like, books in there or papers and ink, you know. I don't know.
We'll talk about it later. Okay. I probably grabbed some stuff that I didn't have that I might have at some point.
Okay. Sounds good. But you're headed out. You and Vithos wind up walking. Vithos a little bit ahead of you. You would be closer. You're a little bit ahead of Vithos, but you guys wind up going to the guard shack roughly around the same time.
Oh, hello, Vithos.
Hey, brothers.
How did you manage to escape captivity?
Luckily, the Church of Zolot was helping me out whilst I was blocked out. Are you doing?
Oh, good. Well, you look well bathed.
You too. Where are you?
I forgot to ask how my mother apprehended me, but I ended up at home.
Your mother?
It was
got you?
Yes, it was very, very awkward.
Oh, how'd that go? How do you...
Well, good news and bad news. She said that if she approves of my new friends, then I can continue to help you on your journey. So we have to eat dinner with them tonight. Tally-ho, let's go inside and get our friends.
Okay, all right.
You walk in, there's a small desk, and you can see there's one guard behind the desk, and there's one guard sitting in a back room that leads to, you can see one jail cell from the doorway.
Hello!
Oh, Jesus.
Hi.
Raldus is here.
Yeah. What can I help you with?
We have come to commandeer our friends who may have gotten into a kerfuffle last night.
The two guys?
Yes. Yeah,
dwarf got the, halfling? Dwarf and a halfling got them. I have a Bobo and a Shin Maguli on file.
Question, do you know what happened that made them actually
I don't
in
have
jail?
The report in front of me. All I have is the bail.
What is that?
It is going to be 20 gold each.
Oh, well, I will pay that immediately, sir, because, you know, our friends and I had a delightful time last night, but we may have gotten out of hand, and I can appreciate that we may have needed to be corrected in our behavior.
Like I said, I got on shift this morning, and I don't have the report in front of me, so I'm not entirely sure what happened.
Oh, okay.
But you're always willing to... I do know it happened at the Maiden's Mustache, I believe. You're always free to go talk to them.
Oh, yes. Okay. Maybe we will stop by there and get a little more information about what may or may not have happened, because we are not legally obliged to explain anything and incriminate ourselves. So here's your 40 gold.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, Fred, let him out. Not the crazy guy, the other two. Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry. Which crazy guy? Is he a halfling with a very long beard and weird fingers? Kind of smells like Pop-Tarts?
No.
Okay. Oh, never mind. Disregard.
Okay. Yeah, the other two. Yeah, thanks. Sell four.
I lean to Vitas and go, these people want to give you their
guard
story all the time.
Guard walks up to you guys, says, hey, your friend posted bail, so I guess you're going to let you out now.
Cool. Where's my shit?
Oh, we got it all up in the storeroom.
Okay. Did you touch my axe?
No.
Oh, that's good for you. Yeah. Shin, you might want to get his hat.
Hey, that's a nice hat you got there.
No.
Yeah?
Please move along, sir.
All right. You know, we end up in jail here. All we were doing was making Kaldora great again.
It escorts you guys out to the front. You guys can now see Vithos and Rebus.
Guys, what happened?
Guard goes off to the side room, grabs all your stuff out, puts it in front of you.
Did I win the fight?
I
hope so.
I remember. Oh, did I cry?
Probably. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm sure that's a false memory. That happens sometimes when you drink liqueur.
Goodness. Bobo.
Yo.
You can recount a few more things. Actually, you know what? Now that we're all together, you guys are headed out of the police station. You got all your stuff. You want to start walking over to the Maiden's Mustache?
Yeah, we're going to try to find some answers.
As you're walking over, give me a history check. See if we remember a little bit more.
18.
Now that we're all thinking together.
13. 12 for Reldis.
21.
All right.
Not that, though. It's not enough 20.
So, Bobo, you definitely remember that
Reldas broke down and started crying.
Yes, please.
And he pretty much told you that he killed people and his brother's dead and his sister saw him murder a bunch of people. And also, he slept with Roger Bush.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Roger Bush!
You also remember that, Vithos? Shen, you do not. Yeah, that's it. That's all.
I dreamed I was a kitty cat.
You remember someone called, or Reldus calls Sunny a quarterling and not a halfling.
Yeah.
And you guys remember talking shit about Sunny for a little bit. And you remember Reldus saying that he doesn't think his dad likes him.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But, hey, you remember crying? That's all.
No.
Yeah,
it was pretty intense. Were
you crying because you killed people?
I don't understand words right now. So we're going to the Maiden's Mustache.
I just hang on. Killing's cool, man. It's all right.
I wasn't used to it.
Yeah,
I'd never done it before.
Yeah, it's like sex. You get used to it. You know, it's like sex with Robert Bush. Roger Bush.
I do not know these names. Oh, look, the Maiden's Mustache.
You should cry about that.
Did you know that they don't call him Roger Bush because that's his last name? Oh, look, the bar.
You guys walk in. It's pretty slow in the morning. The place looks pretty normal. As you look around, you can see Melinda scurrying about trying to get all the tables set up and everything for morning rush.
Ah, yes. I believe I'll have the pecking gnome with sticky rice and blood orange ponzu.
Very good, sir.
Good evening, friends. Did you know that the original intention of a tablecloth was to be used as one giant communal napkin? You do now.
You can see a couple other people working around as well.
Hello!
Oh, you all are back. Yay.
Yes.
We came to possibly apologize depending on our actions last night.
I'm not going to apologize for winning that beard contest.
No, everything was fine then. And then, I guess it's my fault for allowing you to have all that alcohol. But live and learn. Did you still want the rooms tonight?
If we're allowed, what did we do?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, you don't remember?
I remember our dude crying.
Okay, so at one point, three of you dropped to the floor at the same time, and then just as quickly as you fell, you all rose again, and that's when the trouble began.
And when you say trouble,
Vithos.
I started
screaming that there was a 20-foot gnoll on the loose and that we were all going to die, and he started running around, grabbing people and shaking them.
Grabbing
and
them
screaming.
To protect them, right?
Well, just grabbing and screaming at them, yelling about a 20-foot gnoll.
Well, people need to know.
Bobo, you pulled out your axe and you started threatening to bite the gnoll. First of all, I don't know if you all know or not, but pulling your weapon out in the city is a punishable offense. But anyways, Shin...
I've heard that in my life.
Immediately, I assume, tried to cast invisibility on himself because he kept running around the bar harassing people and saying, "You can't see me, I'm invisible." But he was clearly visible to everyone. I don't think his spell worked.
Sounds on brand.
Yeah. And then Reldus kind of just sat there with his sword and he was rubbing it and crying and he was saying very weird things. And then the guards showed up. I guess they were just passing by and they saw the ruckus. And
wait, when I thought I was invisible, was I running around rubbing my sword?
No, your hand was in your pockets.
Okay.
When I pulled out my weapon, was it my axe or my love hammer?
No, you pulled out your axe.
Oh, okay. So let me ask.
And you were threatening to bite the 20-foot gnoll that Vithos was screaming about.
Did we beat the gnoll?
There was no gnoll.
Oh, shit. Well, that makes this...
But there is one out there. Just wanted to throw it out there.
That guy's, anyways, that guy's been tracking us.
So the guards came, and they... I didn't call them. I assumed they were on patrol. They showed up, and they grabbed you. And then the more trouble happened.
It was more?
Bobo tried to take as much beer with him as possible when they were dragging him out. He's screaming, right. "Do not touch my axe. I'll kill you." And he grabbed one of the small little personal kegs off the tables and tried to drag it with him.
You get thirsty.
Old times, Bobo.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah.
Shen was actually pretty easily caught. He just stood there because they thought he couldn't see him, and they just picked him up and walked out with him. Vithos tried to warn the guards about the gnolls, and then some other halfling came along as they were trying to drag Vithos out and brought him back. They were dressed quite similar.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do you know if some coward shit in Vithos' pants again?
I don't know anything about that. And then,
yeah, okay.
Finally, Reldis, when they were trying to take you away, you swatted their hands and you yelled, "Do you know who I am? I am Reldis Eldar of House Willowhorn. Remove your hand from me, peasant." And then they punched you in the face and knocked you out, and I assume brought them with you.
I believe that wasn't me. That was my cousin that looks very similar, named Meldis.
It looked just like you.
Oh, it's easily mistakeable.
And you so did come back here to ask what happened to you last night.
Yes, and this was a poorly executed lie. Yes. So we are extremely we're sorry.
Yes. It sounds to me like we had a really good night.
You honestly didn't cause that much trouble other than pulling out a weapon. It was the only big no-no that really happened. And you were kind of bothering people. Yeah. You were also bothering people.
I was trying to warn them.
You were just being weird.
Oh, I mean, let the weapon thing go. Jesus, I didn't hit anybody.
How much bother can an invisible halfling be?
Like I said,
I wasn't going to hurt anybody. I just wanted to show it off.
I didn't call them. They were just here.
No, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And pulling out a weapon inside of a
it's pretty badass
an establishment in the city is punishable.
It's pretty badass axo, wasn't it?
It is very nice.
So we can stay the night, though, right?
Yes. I really don't have much of a problem with you, although I am going to limit how much alcohol you can drink here now.
And that seems extremely fair.
Challenge accepted.
Are we still role-playing?
We never were.
No, this is an intervention.
This is amazingly close to real
I just
life.
Wanted to get up to this point to say, guys, I am just so disgusted in all of you.
Well, can't
hold on.
Yeah. Challenge accepted again.
Reunion! It seems our heroes have reunited and gotten the answers they sought after a night of reckless drinking. This is Artemis Spellbottom reminding you to please like, subscribe, share, and leave a kind review. Will our stalwart simpletons use last night's events as a teachable moment for self-reflection? Or will they just repress their demons like they always do to keep from taking responsibility? Find out next time on the Articulate Knoll Presents The Heroes of Helios!